Welcome back to Word of Mouth. For more than 25 years, readers have puzzled over the mysterious Harris Burdick. Here's the legend. A man walks into a publishing house, drops off a set of 14 drawings, each with a tantalizing caption. He promises to return the next day with stories to accompany them, but is never seen again. The illustrations are eerie and unsettling. Birds fly off the wallpaper. A seated nun hovers placidly midair in a cathedral. A giant cruise ship plows through a Venetian canal. Author and artist Chris Van Allsburg created the drawings and the apocryphal tale of Mr. Burdick in 1984. Since then, thousands of schoolchildren have written stories sparked by the illustrations. A collection of great writers now follows suit, creating narratives for the evocative images in a new book called The Chronicles of Harris Burdick. 14 amazing authors tell the tales. Chris Van Allsburg, Caldecott Medal Award-winning author and illustrator of The Polar Express, Jumanji, and numerous other extraordinary books for children, joins us now to talk about the book. Chris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. I need to correct something, though.
What's that?
That you shared with the audience, and that is that I am actually the artist who created the Burdick images. Not true. Many people think that. They're conspiracy theorists. But the fact is that these drawings merely resemble mine in a striking fashion, but are, in fact, the work of the mysterious Harris Burdick.
Oh, well, my mistake. Well, any idea of what's happened to this Harris Burdick fellow? What's become of him? Any clues?
Well, no. I mean, I was introduced to his work by Peter Wenders, the editor and publisher that he shared the drawings with many, many years ago in the early 50s. And it was Peter Wenders who exposed the drawings to me. He shared the drawings with me because he was struck by how similar my work was to these 14 drawings that he'd had in his possession for some years. And so he invited me to look at them, and through my efforts, they found their way into The Mysteries of Harris Burdick, the original title, and into classrooms and bedrooms of children all around America.
Well, the contributing writers to this collection are a pretty impressive group. Stephen King, Lois Lowry, Sherman Alexie, Kate DiCamillo, one of my favorite stories in there, Joe Seska, Gregory Maguire. What do you think drew them to this project? Are they also thrown into the mystery of Harris Burdick?
Well, absolutely. I was gratified to learn that virtually every person who was approached was familiar with the book and had found it a provocation already. The opportunity to sort of react to that provocation and solve one of the mysteries, or react to this kind of odd alchemy that happens when you combine a picture with a caption and a title. They were ready to go. They were eager.
I'd love you to describe some of the pictures, if you could, from the Harris Burdick collection. One in particular, A Strange Day in July, which at first glance doesn't look all that strange.
Well, it's not. Burdick's pictures are in this collection uniformly somewhat surreal and have some little element that's puzzling or doesn't belong. In this case, there are two young children, probably around 8, 9, 10, oddly lit, backlit, standing at the edge of a water, sunlight coming off the water, and there's a little rock hovering above the water, and it's not clear exactly what that means, except that the caption explains it as simply, he threw all his might, and the third one came skipping back.
Hmm.
So that provides the person who's going to use this as the beginning of a story, or perhaps it could be the end of the story, a set of provocations, inspirations that the writer then will deal with.
And Sherman Alexie did write a terrific, very clever, very creepy story to go with the picture. These adorable children are not quite so sweet as they appear.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because if you look at the picture, these appear to be sweet children. The sunlight's bouncing off their hair. The girl looks like she's just come from a birthday party. They look like sweet, angelic children, but Sherman Alexie responded to them in a completely different way. He saw them as difficult, sort of children that are painful to be around, perhaps even for their parents. They are, in fact, twins in Sherman's story, but they decide that they have a phantom triplet, heretofore unseen by anyone. So it's basically not a make-believe playmate, but a make-believe sibling. And they basically torment everyone around them with the identity of this sibling.
The authors each chose one of Harris Burdick's drawings to write about. Was there any conflict involved? I mean, you know, any dirty fighting?
No. We sent out invitations, and virtually everyone who was approached responded, and it was sort of a first-come, first-serve basis. The ones who responded most quickly had a larger choice of drawings from which to choose.
And I understand that you didn't even have the prime pick. You got the orphaned illustration that no one else chose to write.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't want anyone, even the penultimate invitee, to have no choice. But, of course, they would have a choice of only two. So I said that whichever drawing was left would be the one I would take.
Are any of the stories from the new book radically different from what you might have imagined over the 25-plus years you've spent looking at these pictures?
I spent a lot of time looking at them when I was first introduced to them by Wenders, but over the years I've held back trying to dig too deeply into them. So I've read many, many of these stories, and the range of responses, because of the range of human personality and the way it shapes imagination, are vast. So I've been surprised for so many years by these responses that I'm surprised out.
We're speaking with Chris Van Allsburg. He is a children's book author and illustrator, and he compiled a number of stories from 14 amazing authors to tell the tales of the Chronicles of Harris Burdick. Is there any part of you, Chris, that feels, I don't know, maybe a little sad about putting these stories out there by these talented authors? You know, maybe that they'll be seen as the last word on the mysteries of Harris Burdick?
That's a good question, because I talked about that with my editor and said, This might inhibit children or make them feel that this is some kind of a definitive answer, because the stories are quite accomplished and the storytellers are as well. So there's a sophistication and a polish to these narratives. For the most part, we agreed that these are only one person's response. And we also believe that after the child had taken on the caption, title, and picture themselves, then it might be interesting for them to read what an experienced storyteller had done with the same material.
Well, Chris, you are a sculptor. You studied at RISD. Excellent credentials as an artist. Last night, I know you spoke to the New Hampshire Institute of Art as part of their lecture series, Distinguished American Artists Discussing Art. Now, when you do these lectures, do you mention that you lied your way into the art department in college?
Well, lie is a strong word. I was innovative in my persuasive efforts. But yes, I grew up in Michigan, and my high school had a very high academic standard, which meant that the University of Michigan would send an early admissions officer to our high school. And he was empowered to admit you to college on the spot. And I asked him, looking at the application, well, I'm not really sure what I want to do, but what is this school of A&D? And he said, well, that's architecture and design. That's the art school, essentially, but also the architecture school. And he said, well, you know, I'm looking at your resume, and I'm not seeing any art. And I told him, well, you won't see it on my transcript, because I study privately on weekends and have been for some years, because my skills are so advanced that I can't really, you know, get the education I need in the art school or in the art classes in high school. He sort of hemmed and hawed, and he said, well, that's quite impressive, but he was not persuaded. So he asked, what's your opinion of Norman Rockwell? And so I had to make a decision right then, because I knew that this was a test of some kind.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing white socks. He's got a pocket protector. I'm pretty sure the kind of answer he wants. So I said to him,
he could have been in a Norman Rockwell painting.
He could have been one. And I knew there was some controversy about Norman Rockwell. I knew there was a camp that thought that he was not much more than a greeting card illustrator, and another camp that had a completely different opinion, and that was the side I took for the benefit of my inquisitor. And I said to him, I know Rockwell's been criticized for not being a painter, that he's merely an illustrator, and that he's a sentimental illustrator at that. And I said, but my opinion is that this man is uniquely skilled at capturing an array of emotions through a single image, through creating a nostalgia for an America that may or may not have existed, but there's such potent images that they tell an entire story in a single image and establish relationships and characters. And I said, he's gifted in the way few painters are today. And so he looked at me, the admissions officer, he looked at me, and he pounded his fist onto the desk, and he pointed and he said, you are right, son. And so he checked off the admissions form, and I was in the art school.
Norman Rockwell's role in the career of Chris Van Allsburg.
Well, I have to say, you know, I was obviously being somewhat ironic when I said that because, well, it wasn't really heartfelt. But oddly now, at this my advanced age, I could actually deliver that speech with a fair amount of earnestness.
Chris Van Allsburg, the author of many picture books for children, including the Caldecott Medal-winning The Polar Express and Jumanji. We've been talking with him about his newest book, The Chronicles of Harris Burdick, 14 amazing authors tell the tales. The Harris Burdick drawings have inspired thousands of responses from the public, mostly written, but some musical. We're going to leave you with a song written by two musical theater artists based on the drawing Under the Rug from the Harris Burdick collection.
I worked as an exterminator. I served the greater urban sprawl. Cockroach, rodent, termite, flea, bedbug, beetle, ant and bee. No job too big, no bug too small for one beer drinker with his GED.